You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here to talk a little draft and a little Dodgers with Ken Gernick, who just covered everything for MLB.com. So, Ken, I was just talking to Thomas Harding with the Rockies, and I was saying that the only really advanced work I do on the draft is just waiting for Jonathan Mayo and Jim Callis to tell me who did well, who didn't do well, what players are good. And Jim says that the Dodgers really had one of the top five drafts this year, so he was pretty impressed with the players that the Dodgers got. Those top couple of picks, seems that the Dodgers think they might be fast-tracked a little bit and might even be with the team next year. So that's pretty impressive. What did you learn about those two, I guess, pitchers that they got? Two pitchers, right?
Two right-handed pitchers, and they pretty much stayed with college pitching throughout the draft, and that seemed to be their trend. It's a way to restock the system. You know, the Dodger farm system is kind of top-heavy. They've got a couple really good prospects, but it's kind of thin after that. Well, it might not be as thin as it was. It shouldn't be anyway. They drafted pretty much college almost all the way through, pitching almost all the way through, and the top two guys, Buehler and Funkhauser, they think will come quickly. They're advanced. They're mature. They may not be, the very, very top of their class. But the Dodgers feel, the new Dodger management team feels, that they can move quickly, that they might be considered depth as early as next year. But they're thinking of them more as far as helping the big league club quickly compared to past Dodger drafts under a different management regime, where they very often went with high school and more projectable kind of high ceiling type guys, either boom or bust, Kershaw, or the type of guy that you never hear of. This draft seems to be more guys that may not wind up being Cy Young MVPs, but they might get here quicker and stay longer.
And it's hard to really project, like, over time, like, what the team's need might be, like, years from now. But, I mean, you have to look at a correlation between the fact that they need rotation help. And, of course, these guys won't be able to help them this year. But that had to have factored into that, just kind of looking maybe at the top, at the AAA level at this point, with the starting pitching they have and problems that they're having in the rotation. That probably was in their minds, too. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, that's kind of the view from the outside. Oddly enough, they claim that they went into this draft looking for hitters. But either there weren't that many of them or they didn't get to their slot. But the new scouting director, Billy Gasparino, said, if you had asked me before the draft, I would have said we'd probably wind up with more hitters than pitchers, and that wasn't the case. So, who knows? The whole draft is a crapshoot. It's fun to watch, but it's impossible to predict. And, if 10% of your draft picks make it to the big leagues, that's considered kind of the norm. And 10% is not high at almost anything you do. So, it just goes to show that that the draft really is kind of throw the darts and hope that they hit the right names. I'm sure that the better ones come out, the better draft coordinators come out a little bit ahead than the worst ones, but even the best ones would have to say you need a lot of luck, and the Dodgers are hoping that they get lucky with this draft because their farm system depth-wise can use it.
Yeah, it's funny when you listen to them talk about that, when you kind of have them go pick by pick and talk about them, and you walk away kind of convinced that everyone's going to make the big leagues, but as you said, very few actually do. So let's talk about what's going on with the Dodgers. I guess the bullpen, we talked about it a lot. They're still kind of looking for, now that they have their closer back, so they're looking for the bridge to Jansen, which is it's still not going that well. I was kind of paying attention to last Sunday. The eighth inning is still kind of giving them problems. They're managing to win games still, but is that still as much of an issue as it always was?
Yeah, nothing's changed since last year. I mean, the names and faces have changed, but the results seem to be the same. It's very inconsistent. They've had their share of injuries, but, you know, who hasn't? They're hoping to get Peralta back maybe in the next week or so. Same thing with Brandon League. That should help. You know, they've been going with three rookies. They've actually done a decent job, but Yimi Garcia, who was really good in April, hasn't been good since. Libertor has been good, not quite as good as he was in April. But Frias has been in the rotation. He was kind of a swing guy. He's really taken hold of a rotation spot, as has Bolsinger. But both of those guys could have factored into the bullpen, Frias especially. But they were needed in the rotation. So that cut down on their depth when they had the injuries. And of course, they went the first 6 weeks without Kenley Jansen. He came back strong, but gave up a home run last night and blew a save. So, you know, it's kind of a shell game down there as to, you know, who's the next one. And Don Mattingly, you know, a lot of people criticize him for going with Hatcher, who was acquired during the offseason basically to fill that role. You know, he can only play the cards that he's dealt, and he really hasn't been dealt a very strong hand as far as the bullpen goes. So, you know, he's been mixing and matching. They've still been right up there at the top of the division. So, you know, it's easy to criticize him, but, you know, it's not so easy to make a call when you really don't trust anybody down there, and that seems to be the case right now.
There's been a lot of chatter about just the fact that they've not done well against the Cardinals and the Giants this year. You know, and from a fan standpoint, I mean, you know, those are the teams that you feel like you're kind of need to get through to either win a division or get through the playoffs, and they've been a nemesis of the Dodgers. Does it matter, you know, from a Dodger standpoint, like from the player standpoint, do you think it matters to them, like, which teams are losing to or which teams are beating, or is just the fact that when they just, you know, lose, like, 4 out of 6 regardless, that is the most bothersome to them? Does it matter that they've not done well against the Cardinals and Giants?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's in their head now. And, you know, it's been, especially with the Cardinals, you know, going on 3 years now. So it's more than a fluke. It's pretty established that when they go head-to-head, the Cardinals are a better team. And the Dodgers are going to have to prove, especially their offense is going to have to prove that they can beat a good pitching staff. They haven't done it this year. I mean, that's just the fact. You know, it doesn't mean they can't do it, doesn't mean they won't do it, but it does mean they haven't done it, and that's where they are. And so it's not just in the heads of the fans and the media, but they know it. They know that they struggle every time they come up against a good team, and it's a hurdle they're going to have to clear, like you said, if they want to go anywhere in the postseason.
Yeah, it is interesting because you don't think about those kinds of things really getting into a team's head, but it certainly does. I mean, it does carry a stigma. So thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.